Wowee! The track right there was Lo-Fi Lies from the Wendy's, and all four of yous are in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, Ben.
Thank you.
Wow. Jeez. Address, I see, that's the thing. People can't see what's going on.
No.
But you're all dressed to the nines this morning. So, give us the breakdown. How come you've decided to rock these this morning?
Well, this is actually what we wear on a day-to-day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the daily.
Yeah. I don't think I ever take this shirt off.
Yeah, I did wake up like this.
I don't own any other clothes. I don't have any clean clothes. It's just this. I choose not to wear clothes if I don't wear this.
It's noodle this, which is beaut. And yellow's my favourite colour, so it is just amazing.
Mustardy now, but
and we're always out there saving lives.
Yes.
Who are you going to call?
Us.
The Wendy's. You know it. It's honestly, I feel like you guys, it's overdue being on the show. So thanks for coming on, first and foremost. I feel like it's been go for yous. I've seen yous all over my social feed. You come up naturally. So, hey, that's telling, right?
That's good. Naturally.
Yes. So I loved you at the Dark Room as well the special. How has this last month, shall we say, of gigging been, like finishing out 2021?
It's been exhausting.
It's been
grueling, isn't it?
That's the only show we've played in about a month.
All the other gigs.
The previous month was pretty busy.
But again, it's all sit down gigs, so the only people having a really good time was us.
Yeah.
You know? So it was quite nice to do that gig the other on the weekend where everybody was actually capable of dancing.
That's what I'm getting at, is how COVID-19 has just impacted you all, because I hate mentioning the C word, but like it'd be silly for me not to. You know?
It's
kind of tough.
It's been kind of tough, but like, we've kind of made the most of it where we can. You know, we've done a few sit down shows at Dark Room and
I actually think sit downs have done people's rhythm good, because they're actually they're not as bad as they were when they're dancing now.
Just a bit of that. Yeah, it's a bit more intimidating too, because everybody's like
maybe
sitting down,
the gym and
looking at you,
working on their thighs.
Yes.
Lo-fi
thighs.
It is weird when you're standing up there going for it and everyone's just staring at you.
It's a little different.
Tell me about Lo-Fi Lies and the upcoming album. Debut.
It's French. Lo-Fi Lies. We wrote that a while back.
Yeah.
It's about a bitter old surfer, isn't it?
I think we've got to a stage of being together for, 46 years now?
Yeah.
We're starting to reminisce a little bit. It was sort of, now that you're a middle-aged guy.
Henry. Yeah, thank you. Yes,
it's okay.
I am actually beginning to turn into that guy. I'm quite bitter towards locals and stuff.
There are so many bands that are loving the like surf alt chill vibe, but I feel like you guys are the ones that are doing it.
I agree.
How did you land on the sound? It's just like, did this all come natural, or how did you land on the lifeguard get up?
It was 70 years ago, so it's kind of hard to remember.
It was 2014, 2013. Something like that. So I don't know, we just all met up really around at yours, Nick.
Yeah.
And
had a jam.
Yeah.
We listened to
the sound that came out.
It's like Dick Dale sort of stuff. We were all listening to Dick Dale at the time, then Jay mistakenly introduced me to the Mummies and other bands like that, and we all kind of just sort of fell into this kind of hole of budget
of
lo-fi
of
music.
Reverb nastiness.
It was great.
Joe was there, like the whole Joe's like new, but not. He used to be our roadie, and now he's our guitarist.
Just parting.
Part-time barber.
Fresh guards.
You've got a haircut for radio, Joe.
Face for radio.
Yeah. That was the first thing my dad ever said when I got this job, was that I had a face for radio. Deep cut, so. What have been some of your favourite moments throughout this year? Because we're wrapping up, aren't we? 14 days left, 2 weeks left of the year?
Woohoo!
Thank
the Lord.
Favorite moments. I suppose recording.
Yeah, that
good.
Was pretty cool.
We spent a few days recording with Ryan Fisherman for the new album. So
That was cool. Yeah, the first gig out of that short lockdown stint.
Circle Jerk.
And it was Joe's first gig.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't trust Joe.
You've only known me for like a decade.
No. But you were actually like really, it was like really good.
I was pretty good.
Yeah, I was pretty good. Yeah, you were. Yeah. No, but it was. I think it was just the whole energy because it's like everybody was like, you know, all in hibernation and then... Yeah, that first one back was good.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've all been bursting to just have a good time. Yeah. I can't do a sit down. It's tough. So you're also touring very soon in January with Marsha and Binday and a whole bunch more. Give us the tour spiel. What are you looking forward to? Where are you going?
So we're doing Nelson on the Thursday, 13th of January at Boathouse.
Oh, nice.
It's at Boathouse.
We're playing with Dal, this really cool... I think there's a 6-piece funk band from up there.
Oh.
Yeah. And Marsha.
That'll be cool.
We have a day off and then we go to...
Marsha will be like, let's
don't
keep going.
Don't work too hard. Yeah. Then we go to Kaikoura on the Saturday 15th with Marsha as well and probably a couple of others. And then we're doing Dark Room on the 21st of January. And then we go to Dog with Two Tails in Dunedin.
Dunners, yes.
Yeah. Binday and Neve Strang. I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Iconic. Yeah, it'd be really so
cool.
Good.
It'd be really cool for Binday to be with us as well because, you know, we've played with them before a few times. So
it'd
be nice to do the Dunedin stint with them as well. And obviously Marsha as well, you know, because we've... The young whippersnappers, full of energy and stuff. They don't want that day off. They want to keep playing.
Yeah, it's the grind, right? Yeah. Wow.
To have our game up, aren't we?
Yeah.
No.
Hard after 70 years, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who are some of the bands and artists that I should be listening to? Give us the platforms and people for us. The Wendy's.
Jimmy Shandy and his bandy.
Jimmy Shandy and his bandy.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
No, sorry. Carry on.
Shandy and his bandy.
Jimmy Shandy was a Scottish folk guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he?
That's a guy, Joe.
Well,
get out there, kids. Listen to Jimmy Shand. Get out there.
And his band.
Just listen to... Oh, there's just so many, you know.
Yeah,
so
I mean, you're probably listening to them, too. Really. Like Marsha, St. Peter's Thursday.
Definitely.
Gateways. Keelty's Just Another June. Who else is there?
There's heaps.
So many.
There are.
Hell yeah. Rothmans.
They're in Bristol now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I saw them pop up on Facebook the other day.
In Bristol?
Yeah.
Wow.
Playing festivals and stuff.
They're
an old, not old, but they're from originally.
Dick Move Show was good.
Dick Move were great.
100%.
They were...
Darts.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Darts, yeah.
Yeah. We hope to meet up with Dick Move when we...
Lay Around.
When we go up north. Yeah, Lay Around. There's just so many.
Really I'd like to see the Stiff Richards.
Yeah.
Stiff Richards from Melbourne. Yeah.
I just think it's such a good name.
Yeah, that's a really good name.
Stiff Richards.
Stiff Richards.
Yeah, Pie at the Beach, you already said the dance, yeah. No, it's all coming back to me.
Love that,
You know what, I had a bit of a time warp the other day.
Oh yeah, go on.
Yeah, and I was thinking of bands from like the early noughties, I was a kid, like Black Market Art.
Yeah.
And those bands like that.
Lovelies.
Oh, Lovelies, yeah.
Very cool. Laura Lee Lovelies.
Yeah, Strange Brew. Strange Brew. Yeah.
A Flight to Blackout, did you ever see them?
No, I didn't.
They were cool.
This is going back something fierce.
Welcome to Name Check FM, kids.
Hipster kids.
How many Christchurch bands can you name?
The wrist list, right? I'm heading to the beach this afternoon, give me some tips.
Slip, slap, slap.
Listen to the lifeguard.
Yes.
Get in the flags.
I mean, those...
Don't drop in.
Yeah, don't drop in. Yep. We've got songs about those, but definitely I think you guys have played flags before in the past.
Make sure you stay off the committee.
But listen to the flags and you'll pretty much be fine.
Listen to the flags.
The lyrics, yeah.
They'll speak to you.
Because the lyrics are very potent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, slip, slap.
The only answer, wear a hat or get skin cancer.
Cancer, yeah.
Cancer.
See,
debut with friends.
It's got to rhyme.
Debut with friends,
I got given a thesaurus for Christmas that year.
What will 2022 hold? Of course, the tour at the start, but yeah. And of course, the album dropped too, but yeah. Give us the whole, what's the future hold?
Our middle of the year. I think.
Yeah,
it's looking
just
that way.
Just depends how long the vinyl takes.
We can queue up to get it pressed.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just...
Touring.
Yeah.
We're doing a couple of things in Auckland, aren't we?
Yeah.
As well. Twice, Punkfest, I think, a couple of Whammy.
Sure, and less goes on.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it depends on various traffic light colours.
Mm. Yeah, so on the flip side, we could all be in lockdown.
Yeah.
yeah, true.
COVID, Omicron...
And we're available for weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Team of 5 million.
Especially bar mitzvahs.
Yes.
Yeah. Go around and I'll give you all final words. You can say anything you like. You've each got a minute.
Anything?
Yeah, anything. Take the floor. It's in your hands. So.
Okay. Well, you're the most tired, so you should go first.
Yeah, thanks. come see the Wendy's.
Yay.
Thank you.
Support local, you know? Support local. There's so many good bands out there, though, at the moment. We're obviously exceptional.
Yeah.
But just go out and support them and have a good old, merry old time while we still can.
yeah, make the most.
Yeah, if you want to see a real fast, sloppy show, come and see us, you know?
Yeah. Want to see Joe's new haircut?
And lastly...
Oh, that's time. The whistle blows. Thank you so much, Wendy's, for coming into studio. I'll play Lo-Fi Lies again for us. And for a sloppy show, make sure to catch them on the tour.
Free ice cream for everybody.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Thanks.